It's Heidi and Frank. It's Heidi and
Frank. Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Attention! Attention, everyone!
Countdown to morning show initiated.
Try the radio.
All commercial radio transmission facilities throughout the world.
I'm the DJ.
And why exactly are you here?
I really know how to heat up a party.
Okay, this guy needs coffee stat.
Let's do this.
Let Wednesday begin!
It's showtime.
Wow, what really off in the production there, Renee. Good job. It is Wednesday, December the 10th, and as I was saying, Jane Seymour turns...
Jesus Lord.
Well, yesterday I brought up Jane Seymour at this time of the show, so I figured this audience is still, you know, on board with the story.
Oh, edge of their seats.
Now, you know, she's 74, and she doesn't feel her age. She's like, when people say, she sees her age, whether she looks at her driver's license or whatever reminds her, she's like, my God, where did all time go? She stays active. She's active with work. Active with social circles. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't say she doesn't feel 74. And then I saw the headline today. It says, Jane Seymour will be 75 in February. And she's, quote, still very sexually active. I'm like, nice. Wait, what?
Wow.
I had the whole story yesterday, and she didn't say anything about that. Well, maybe she did. She says, I feel like I'm 40 on the inside. And that might have been a quote from somebody who's been with her.
Yeah, I'd say about 40. That's what she feels.
Wow, she felt 40 on the inside.
Damn, good for her.
Yeah, I know, huh?
That is like that. Could just...
It just makes me feel good knowing Jane Seymour is just still sexually active.
Yeah,
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, is still just getting down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good job, Jane.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm wondering, is she with the same guy she's been with her whole, like, a marriage, or is she like, oh, no.
I don't know.
No, apparently not.
She's out there. She's out
James Keish. James Keish. She was married to him from 93 until 2015. So that means she's getting...
Nudie.
You know, yeah, kind of, I mean, 10-year-old. I mean, she's been, I guess, divorced for 10 years.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, good for her.
That'll keep you young, too, being single.
Get new D.
I mean, I think you're married, you want to die, so you just get old.
Yeah.
It's like you just give up.
Yeah.
Start repeating that in your head.
Yeah.
I saw there's like a, there was an astronaut like experiment that NASA did called Silent 19 or something like that. And where they would take a person, like an astronaut in training, and they would just put them in isolation, play the same thing over again, like this one word phrase. And it was, you're already too late. And then just over and over and over, and just see what would happen to them. Like psychologically, you think that would drive you insane, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But their biology also changed. Really, it's like they start breaking down. Like they started like I guess premature age, you know, whatever it would happen. Mm-hmm. It's like your body just like so. Just what you tell yourself in your head, that silent voice that just keeps always telling you that you're already too late, or that you're comparing yourself to somebody else, instead of saying, you know, I'm right where I need to be. Like, that's what you should be saying, your mantra in your head. That way, it inspires your body to keep going and not be anxious for whatever's going to happen or not happen or didn't happen.
Yeah, because you're already too late applies to so many aspects of your life
right.
that it's like you feel completely...
I mean,
worthless. Like, it's
of all
it doesn't
the astronaut
matter.
Experiments. It's like, hey, Bill, get over here. Crap.
God, why can't I drink some or eat some freeze dried ice cream?
Put me like in a pool for a while and I'll just float around and try to work my ranch or something in a pool. No, we're gonna drive you
isolation.
Insane, Bill, and ruin all your organs with one phrase.
That's kind of what Heidi does, though.
What do I do?
I mean,
manifest.
You
know, tumors.
You're like I'm already sick.
I haven't manifested
something's
a tumor
wrong
in,
with me.
Well, a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I mean, therapy really
I've always had that theory about Heidi as well. Like, her going to the doctor to find out what's wrong with her. And when she got a clean bill of health, she kept going till she found out what she had. And maybe she didn't have it with the first guy. By the time she got to the last guy, after 18 doctors.
Yeah.
She's already worried about it so much. Bloop, there it is.
Yeah, no, I know my body. And when, you know, you're bleeding like a stuck pig for 30 days straight and not stopping, something's wrong. No, I think you're fine. You know, you're fine. I knew.
Stuck pig. Nothing could bleed like a stuck pig for 30 days and live.
Well, maybe I'm dead.
Stuck pig. I picture stuck pig. It's like squirt. It's flowing, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're sticking a pig to like, we're going to have pig tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's, that's the definition. Yeah. Stuck with a spike.
Yes, so yes. It, it's a it was thing bad.
Roasted.
The slaughter sticker.
Yeah.
It was bad. Bad, bad, bad.
But that was with all your tumors, right?
But you believe this, right? Okay. I mean, obviously, this was a scientific study.
I think
they
it's
stopped
important.
Doing it because like they just ruined this person's life and ruined their health. Mm-hmm. And they you know probably buried
now
them,
every
buried
day
them
I
behind
say,
NASA.
I'm healthy. I'm smart. I'm beautiful.
Yeah, you got to keep lying to yourself or else just, you won't be
I'm
able to.
Smart.
You won't ever turn to Jane Seymour.
I'm beautiful.
You are.
So
I'm healthy.
Yeah. You are.
Smart.
Well, yeah, that means
I'm beautiful.
No, don't. You can't be so specific because then you start, you know, you're like, what? It almost is like a lie. I think the vagueness of you're already too late, like you said, applies to so many things.
Yeah.
Where you're right where you need to be applies to so many things too. Whether it's like whether you're, you know, in grief, like whatever, wherever you are in your path of life, you're right where you need to be and that there's a lesson to be learned there or, you know, whatever. Just enjoy that moment of your life. You're right where you need to be. Instead of you're too late for getting somewhere, getting something, or you
yeah. just that job, that relationship.
Like,
the,
I'm beautiful, you know.
Yes,
I remember watching those old talk shows with like Ricky Lake, and the episode was "I'm fat and all that" or something like that. And it was like it's just they're you know. It's,
well,
it's like
Frank.
Well, I guess you know,
she liked being like those.
But
those
maybe that's
her-
maybe it's true for her too. You tell her that so much. She believes it 100%. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. So good for her, right?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her body is for her. Did we not learn anything from Lizzo?
Body dysmorphia where she looks in the mirror and she sees like hot as opposed to like the other direction where real skin Ariana Grande.
Sees a chubby girl.
It's like, I could lose 15. It's like, no, you can't. Yeah. You cut your head off, lose 15.
Girl.
But the problem is she really has to believe it, you know? She's fat and all that. She really has to believe it. She can't let something, you know, somebody like me who would make fun of her or something, you know, to let that get to her.
Right.
You know.
Like, yeah.
It would matter.
Otherwise, she's not believing it.
She has a force field around her. Of just like, you're lying to her.
Uh-huh.
Like, stop, you know, you're, yeah.
But listen, lady, I'm fat and all that too, so.
All of what?
I'm with you.
Sure,
I'm with you.
But that.
No, you're fat and all shat. Because. Johnny pooped his pants this morning.
This morning?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, it was just, I was like.
Wait, what journey?
Hey, you're
your
right
journey?
Where you need to be. You're already too late for the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're already too late for the bathroom.
Already too late.
You're right where you need to be, and you're already too late. We're just
thank God I did it where I was, because, yeah, I was grabbing all my stuff, trying to get out the door, because I'm like, oh, I got to go. And as I open up my garage door to head over to my car, I had a little bit of gas and just tried to release it just a little bit. And I did. It didn't feel like I did anything else. And then I like the cheeks, you know, like
the warmth,
the warmth of the cheeks. And it's like, there's something stuck in there.
So when you tried to step into the driver's seat, your butt cheeks.
No,
together.
I was opening the door. I was literally opening the door to my garage to go out. And that's when I was like, oh,
that's always a fun conversation with the wife when you walk back in and she goes, "What are you doing back?"
Oh no, thank God,
everybody
was asleep.
And her families aren't up.
No,
but you were right where you needed to be because if it had been here in the parking garage, you couldn't have gone and changed your pants.
Well, that was the thing. Like the garage door is right next to the bathroom, so I was like, I better just check to see if anything.
It was bad.
It was bad. But I caught it all in my cheeks, you know. So
so you just had like just a really healthy white.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
So I sit down,
but the underwear was clean.
Oh no, yeah, the underwear was
look
clean.
At you,
I caught it all, but it was yes.
You pinched it off.
I pinched it off.
It's like your booty knew you needed to go to work. It was like not today.
We slammed the cheek doors.
Uh huh.
Wow.
So I sat down, you know, cleaned myself up, and I'm like,
I see a turd with an ridiculous. Indiana Jones fedora on trying to slide under. Oh, he got caught.
He didn't make it.
A way to start the day, because really you could look at it this way. You could look at it as an awful way to start the day, or a great way to start the day, because it's only going to get better from here. And once you start the day pooping your pants,
that's
the rest of the day's got to be pretty good.
It has to. Well, we got till the beer's gone later, so yeah, it's getting better.
Yeah. Okay.
But do you feel like maybe you ate something last night, didn't sit right?
Yeah, I have a feeling I know exactly what was it? Was. So my father-in-law, not only does he do the acting and stuff like that, but he has to do, what is it?
He stocks the Dale sushi at food delivery. Gas stations.
And brings home what he doesn't sell, what they don't sell.
Yeah, so I think he had like a Wingstop order that, you know, he tried to deliver, but one of the roads was closed down due to a flooding, and he couldn't get to the address. So the people just canceled the order, and they don't want the food back. Yeah, it was already in his car, and they're like, "Yeah, just keep it. It's yours now." And so that was, I think, like 2 days ago. And who knows how long he was in his car doing more orders, and how long those chicken wings sat in his car until they got.
And you ate them last night?
Yeah,
and so from 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and not sure how long they
sitting in his car.
No. I think he must have put them in the fridge at some point during that day.
But you don't know.
But they might. I have no idea,
Johnny.
Because I wasn't.
Why
home.
Don't you just text and go, "Hey, these wings from Wingstop. What? How? When did you put these in here?" Yeah. No.
Was it his fridge that you ate them out of?
No, it was. He must have had them at his house and then brought them over to our house last night. And then warmed them up at our house.
Ew.
Sitting there.
My God.
Eating it. I'm like.
You'll have to find out if anybody else got.
Tastes fine. You know.
What flavor were they?
Honey barbecue.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Plus, you also had a weekend in Vegas. Flavors. So. Yeah.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah. It's hard to taste the sweet stench of salmonella over that honey barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of drinking this past weekend, too. That was.
Yeah, your system thing.
My system's all messed up right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until the beer's gone. We're doing a 1 o'clock show, too, so it's going to be a long one.
We're doing a 1 o'clock show?
I didn't tell you that.
Well, I won't be able to make
it. Oh, come on, you can too. Shut up.
I got to get my kids. They're going to be standing outside of the school. Trying to be a good dad and
all. They'll be fine. Yeah. They can walk.
What, are they going to get kidnapped or something?
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure they ate the wings, too. They got crap in their pants, too. No one's taking them.
They did eat the wings as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, my son was digging in.
So they'll be home from school today. Mommy, my tummy hurt.
We'll see.
Yeah, my mom never kept me home and my tummy hurt.
So bad. That sweater he has on was white when he left the house.
It was a white cable knit.
Like I know you're remember that cable knit. That's sort of what the sweater that my
a little bit
bank
like
teller
it.
Had on, who had the Jane Seymour necklace on, and we're back.
Yeah. $12 at Marshall's.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of tickets to give away today. Still got those Disneyland tickets at 7:40, so be listening at that time for your cue to call. Disneyland holiday celebration going on right now through January the 7th. I got a family four-pack, so it's up to you to choose if you want to go to the Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park to experience all that holiday goodness. Let's see, that's going to be a 7:40. I got Los Bookies. Two tickets to see Los Bookies February 21st at SoFi Stadium. February 20th is sold out. It's to the extra show. I have a four-pack of tickets to see Avatar, the movie coming out in couple days, maybe a week or so, the 19th, because it's the 10th right now. In 9 days, it'll hit theaters, and you have a Fandango pass with a four-pack of Avatar passes on it. Also have Toto with Christopher Cross and the Romantics, and Chicago and Styx. That's the tickets I have today. I saw that new tour dates have been announced from, I don't have the tickets, but Robert Plant. I'm sure I will, since I am the ticket god. Mm-hmm. AFI. Rise Against, ZZ Top, and Devo. We're going back out. And there's also the Satch Vi Band tour featuring guitar gods Joe Satriani and Steve Vai.
Mm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Both friends of the show.
Get on it, Fern and Emily. Give me some of them tickets. But as far as ticket sales, I mean, can you guess who was the most popular touring artist of the millennium?
Taylor Swift.
No.
Mm. Oh.
Whoa.
She was number five.
Oh, who's that?
This is of the millennium, Heidi, not of the year. A millennium is 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
Which I don't think is really fair when it's like...
Ticket sales.
It's a whole 1,000 years, and the guys who were like, you know, 800 years ago, we didn't have Ticketmaster. It was ridiculous.
It was word of mouth, man. We had to go, hey, this guy's going to go play this hit on the rock for about half an hour.
So big.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Paganini. Never got his due.
So, but yeah, I guess that's what millennium is. It's a thousand-year period.
Well, then, so that changes everything.
It's kind of weird that they would do that. But, yeah, so Taylor Swift was number five. She sold 18.9 million tickets in all of her ticket sales ever.
God. I think you got to go Michael Jackson, right?
No, not as a touring guy.
I think you go, he didn't tour that much.
I think you go, no. I remember
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. No, not top 10.
Damn it.
See, as far as country stars, I see there's really only one on there.
Oh, I think I might not know.
Garth.
I'm not going to say.
No, you don't, because you don't. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you say I don't. Who do you think I'm going to say?
Well, no, because I know you're lying.
I would maybe say Kenny Chesney.
Oh, my God, she got it.
Don't think you know
me. Oh, my God,
well
she got it. She's like, I know, but I'm not going to say it. Yeah, right, you know. You don't know.
I do know.
I mean,
because I'm beautiful, I'm smart, and I'm what was the other one?
I think you have to say it more than four times.
I know, because I forgot it already.
It's really good.
I'm beautiful, I'm smart, and I,
okay.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Kenny Chesney sold 18.2 million tickets. But he was the only country star. Well, besides Taylor Swift, I guess, who was selling country tickets when she was younger. And now she's more pop queen.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones, no. Not top 10. Whoa,
you don't really know, Jordan. You don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Do you want to pretend like you know another one? And then say, I'll pass and see what everybody else says?
No, I totally know.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know.
What?
What do you think I was going to... No. The Beatles. The Beatles?
The Beatles, no.
No, they didn't tour that much.
No. Totally wrong. You're out.
What about Coldplay?
Number one answer.
Look at
oh
that.
My God.
Kidding? Look at that.
Damn, Ray.
There's no way you would even know that.
I just guessed.
You liar.
Look at that.
Out of
I
all
thought
of
Heidi
them.
Was lying. You are a huge liar. There's no way you knew Coldplay.
I just guessed. I was thinking of all the bands that have been touring.
Well, then, that's
for the last 1,000 years.
Last 1,000 years. And I figured that they had to be up there, so I just guessed.
Had to be up there. Look Nobody at, thought one. They
Coldplay.
Had to be up there.
I never crossed my mind.
You're in there going,
get out
come
of here.
On, you were from the audience during the history quiz looking it up. What's the question again? Googling it in there. All right, yeah, Coldplay, okay. Number one.
The Rolling Stones had to be up there. They should be up there. They've been touring
they
for like
a lot longer
70
than
years.
But Coldplay, I mean, I guess all the time. 24.8 million tickets they've sold.
What the hell?
Although it's kind of not fair, that's... too, because the ticket prices are so much higher now.
No, it's not about prices. It's number of tickets.
Oh, I thought you said it brought in an amount of money, no?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, an amount just of the... tickets.
No, I said it's the most popular touring artist. So it's how many tickets have they sold.
Oh.
Okay. Popularity contest is how many people wanted to go see it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're saying maybe some were too expensive, more people wanted to go see them. But as far as like people actually went to see live music, you go, I can't miss Coldplay. Hope Moses carries the torch.
Well, it sounds like he's going to.
Not Moses, who was on tour 800 years ago.
No.
It's Moses, I think it was 800, wasn't he? Didn't he get to 800 years old?
I think so. Supposedly.
Something like that. But he's Old Testament. You know, that's definitely.
Yeah, they got old in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so then that's number one. Corey, you want to guess?
Yes. Show me Temptations.
No. Sorry. No, Temptations not there at all.
Great answer, though. Great
what?
Answer.
No Papa was a Rolling Stone?
No. I mean, obviously, good, great song, but I don't remember
them
big touring
tour.
Band. Are the phones working yet?
Yes, they are working.
Because it's 818-955-2955. I want to test them out. Give us a call. Because they stopped working yesterday at the end of the show, and I don't know if they got it fixed overnight. Mm-hmm. And you figure at some point, when I throw out some intriguing thing like this, guess the most popular touring bands of a thousand years. The people would just be jumping in just automatically. Because, I mean, texts are coming in.
You know how it is around here. First person through usually gets a prize.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Coldplay says they got to be... That's got to be a get the fake out.
Seriously, there's not a chance that it like, and it's not it by a large margin. He said 24 million.
Yeah, you know how I know you're gay, Renee? You said Coldplay is your guess.
He didn't say he.
Coldplay,
go to the
really?
Yeah. You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay.
It's not that I like Coldplay.
You were thinking of bands and Coldplay popped into your head.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Touring bands.
Uh huh.
They played the Super Bowl.
Please tell me at least like the rest of the top four are like rock bands or something. You said only one of them was country.
And Kenny Chesney.
That was Kenny Chesney. That was my only clue, really.
Who only had half the ticket sales of Coldplay.
All right, let me see. I know that all of us have been to one of those concerts.
Oh. Okay.
AC/DC.
No.
Oh.
Elton John.
Elton John. Coming in number 10 spot. 13.84 million tickets that guy sold over 1,000 jazz.
And half of those are from Frosty. I've seen him quite a bit.
Yeah, I've been to Elton John. I've also been to number 9. I have. I don't know if any of you have, but I have. And... Yeah, I should say it. You know it. I was like, hey, it was great for a second, and then it's
Bon Jovi.
Like, yes.
Nice.
Bon Jovi, 13.9. I saw these guys, too, a couple times. We probably play him here on KLOS. I don't hear much heavy rotation with it because I think it's too heavy for KLOS.
Oh, you talking about Black Keys?
No. I've seen them.
Metallica?
Yes. Metallica in the 8th spot. We play a lot of Metallica on KLOS. It's a little too heavy for KLOS.
I feel like we definitely used
to. We play Metallica. Nothing else matters.
Oh, really? We played that one, so it's not the heavy version.
Definitely a lot of this, too. This was in heavy rotation for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, KLOS used to have mandatory Metallica at, I think, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We would play, like, 3 Metallica songs in a row.
I'm sure there's people like when I went to Bon Jovi and I heard, you know, and he's working that on the dock. Yeah. You know, I'm like, you just be on. Then he starts getting to his new stuff. I was like, okay.
Beer time.
Beer and pee. Yeah, it's like, okay, whatever this song is, I gotta
get it.
But with Metallica as well. I mean, they're playing that. And then they get to something like Deeper Cut on one of their albums. It's like, okay. You know what I mean? It's like everybody knows the Metallica hits. And then if you're not a Metallica fan after that.
I feel like if I'm Metallica and I'm stage, you know what I mean? I'm on stage.
For certain people.
For certain
and I
people,
look out in the crowd and I see when we play this certain song, no matter what city we're in, everybody kind of just, you see this, the fans, you know, lining up to get out to go to the bathroom or get a beer. I'd be like, hey, fellas, maybe we don't do that one.
You got 2.5 hours to kill. They play for a long time.
Yeah, and they play for their fans and not just the people who's like, let's go see Metallica, get a t-shirt, and we can sing along to, you know, Understand Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then we don't know the rest of the hits. But there's other people out there still loving it.
Mm.
You can tell 2 diehard Metallica fans versus the posers. number 7 was Kenny Chesney.
I've seen him a couple times. A
couple times?
Mm-hmm. I saw him when he was on tour with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. I've seen him at the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, a few times. And just to be up, what is it about Kenny Chesney's show that you got to keep going to? I know several people are like, yeah, I'm always going to Kenny Chesney.
It's just it's the party atmosphere. I mean, he can't sing to save his life. His songs are fun, but I mean, his voice, no.
And everybody knows the songs. What's going on?
You got to restart your...
I figured as much because I was like, there ain't no way nobody's calling in here, huh?
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
I seen that guy. I got my life 40 years. Didn't know this one.
Yeah.
All right, let's pass it.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
40-year-old guy.
They've been there the whole time. I was loaded in there. All 10 lines. Jam.
He's been here the whole time.
Oh, somebody's guessing the Grateful Dead.
Oh, yeah.
They've been on an endless tour since 1965.
It seems like it, yeah.
Not top 10.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now, the Deadheads just forgot to answer the survey.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What was I doing? Yeah.
They forgot they won. All right. Hello, Damien.
Yes.
Do you have a guess?
You too.
Yeah, I guess if Coldplay is up there, U2 should be up
most
there.
Most popular touring artists of the millennium. Mm-hmm. Yes, U2 is the number 2 spot. 20.2 million tickets.
Wow. That's right. Without you. With or without you. With
beautiful without you.
Coldplay's British band, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
U2's Irish band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number three's a British guy.
British guy. Rod Stewart.
No.
Paul McCartney.
No.
Robbie Williams.
No.
British guy.
Still active, still doing it.
As a solo act.
Yep.
Oh.
Has he always been a solo act?
Oh, yeah, like I think I know.
Well, you know you don't. Stop lying to me. All right, who is it? Who is it?
Tom Jones.
No, it's not Tom Jones. Oh, thanks, Damien. Nobody?
Still active.
Still active. Still out there.
I think I got one.
What is it?
Aerosmith?
Nope, not Aerosmith.
Dang it. I'm going to try it.
Would he be in a band that we've already mentioned?
No, he said a solo act.
Says, are you sure it's the entire millennium or just this millennium from 2000 to now? Well, why wouldn't they just say that then? Can you guess the most popular touring artist from 2000 till now?
Well, this is a new millennium.
Didn't say new millennium. It just says the millennium. So it'll be 1,000 years. A millennium is a span of... Look it up.
So we've got to go back to 1,025.
A span of 1,000.
A century is 100. A millennium is 1,000.
So who would be touring in 1,025? And before.
Leif and the Ericsons.
They were bigger than Hanson. Or the Jonas Brothers.
Man, okay. So
wasn't he around 1,000? Leif Erikson, when they like really first discovered the New World.
Oh,
I don't know.
Like they, he discovered like 500 years before Columbus. Anyway,
never got his credit, his due.
Anyway, Joe says Smashing Pumpkins. No. Guns N' Roses. No. Foo Fighters. No. Red Hot Chili Peppers. No.
Wow. British guys still.
Oh, there you. Hey, Raul.
Hey, good morning, fam. Jordan, welcome back, buddy.
What up, bro?
Okay, is Ed Sheeran on the board?
Ed Sheeran is number three.
Yeah.
19.6 million.
Way. That's the British guy you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, he's always out touring.
Since he's on the board, is there any chance I can get those Bookies tickets?
I don't know if that's big enough for those Bookies tickets.
It was number three.
I know, but I mean, as far as like the challenge here, we've been playing over 20
minutes. Hey,
how you
got number one?
No, Renee did.
She took
cheated.
My number one answer.
Renee cheated and looked up Coldplay, so I figured you looked it up.
Yeah, he cheated for number two, so number three, come on, run it up.
I got to say this a little while longer than 640. Come on, man.
All right, Frank. Thanks, hey, you guys have a great day, guys.
Thanks,
bro.
Keep trying.
This guy, number three. I'm in love with your body. I'm
in love number four. Somebody. Here today. Loves this band. Too much. I know it is. Who is it?
It's Dave Matthews Band.
Yes, it's Dave Matthews.
Johnny.
Maybe because I looked at him right after that.
Well, no, I was debating on that, or when you think of like Styx or Foreigner, who've also been around for so many years touring. And those are two other bands that I enjoyed.
Dave Matthews, just ahead of Taylor Swift. I hadn't been on it for a while. That's my first concert that I saw in... not the first concert. I saw him at Red Rocks in, when he was...
92?
Out. First out, yeah.
Yeah.
A baby Dave. Davey Matthews.
When you saw him, did he play solo or with a band?
He had a band.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was like with Ed Sheeran.
Well, they got bands, of course.
I get it, but I mean, even Ed Sheeran starting
was it Dave
out
Matthews
was
Dave
just
Matthews
by
band.
Himself yeah. playing with a loop pedal.
It was
pedal,
the Dave Matthews
know?
Band.
Yeah, it was Dave Matthews. Yeah.
There were bands in it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes Ed Sheeran gets on stage and plays everything himself with that damn foot pedal.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything.
Which is almost more impressive. Holding it down. It's like a stand-up comedian where it's just them and a mic. It's like this dude, an acoustic, and a loop pedal.
Yeah, it's just weird. Just a guy with AI and auto-tune.
Not Ed Sheeran.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like that's more impressive. He comes up with lyrics in his head and hits a button. All of a sudden, there's a beat on it. How's
but
that not AI?
He created that beat.
Yeah, he actually taps the beat up.
I know, but still, so it's one more step.
Yeah, it's programming. He's basically a computer programmer.
That's like tapping your head, rubbing your belly. That's hard to do.
All right, and number six was after Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Mm. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, so. I've seen Dave Matthews. I've seen Metallica, Bon Jovi, and Elton John. So four out of the top 10 band, most popular touring bands of all time. Well, of the last 1,000 years.
I've seen two.
Two? Yeah.
Elton and Johnny. Kenny.
I've seen two.
Elton John and Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah, like we all get Elton is like the free pass. Yeah. And Metallica. Mm-hmm. So I've only seen two. Yeah.
The center on our bingo.
Zero?
Zero.
You weren't invited? That's funny.
I never am.
Zero.
Zero. Wow, look at me, the most goer of live music around.
I figured that'd be Jordan.
I know. I'll take that, Jordan. Yeah, Taylor Swift was only number five, but she made the most money on the road at more than, I think this is of all her ticket sales, $3.1 billion. God. Not bad.
Not bad.
She's planning her bachelorette party. Says she's going to have four different bachelorette parties.
Oh, God. She's one of those brides.
Yeah.
She's going to be up there in Palm Springs.
Oh, no.
Dance up on that party.
You think?
Yeah.
Predictions? Palm Springs, what, Nashville?
Vegas.
And then Cleveland.
And then probably like Orlando. They'll all go to Disney World.
No, it's like they're going to do it somewhere.
Cleveland?
Because he's from Ohio. And I think they're looking at houses in Cleveland. He, you know, went to UC.
Nobody wants to live there.
Oh, I agree. But I think they're looking at houses there because he wants to be there. He wants to be in Ohio.
No, he doesn't.
No?
And you think he makes the decisions in that relationship, huh?
Well, I think they take turns, as you do in any good relationship.
No, I think he's on the back of the couch, the rest of the cats.
The little old bear cat and then her cats.
Looking at the back of all the Christmas cards from the couch table.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a party bus filled with cats and Taylor Swift. The band Triumph has announced their first tour in over 30 years. That's probably why they weren't on the list. They don't tour that much. But
trying to
remember who Triumph is. I always think of the comic dog.
Yeah, the insult comic.
They were power trio from Canada. I mean, they're kind of like Rush.
Iggy, you can, never mind, Fernando.
it's a rad rock.
Come on, Frank.
All right, let me hear.
They are good. Good for me to poop on.
Be careful. You might do it.
I do.
You know what they sound like to me? Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, I can see that. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Instead of like comparing Greta Van Fleet to Led Zeppelin, they should compare it to the Triumph.
The good book says it's great call there.
And I hear the influence from Triumph, these guys. They got a song that sounds just like this, I think, a new one.
It's Greta?
Yeah.
I can see that.
I guess they didn't figure the Triumph would go back out on tour and nobody would catch that. Spam it!
Let's see. All right, just so you can get a frame of reference. All right, so that was Fight the Good Fight, which is the second most popular. This is Lay It on the Line, the most popular song on Spotify.
Greta Van Fleet, a little Axl Rosey type of rasp.
I see more.
Don't waste my time.
Like between Styx and Blue Oyster Cult kind of vibe. Mm.
Now we're just naming bands.
Yeah, I know. Of their same era. Of course they sound like that. They came out at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like Phil X was in the band for a little while, too.
Triumph?
Yeah.
Oh, right, our buddy.
Coming out of retirement, 44-year-old Philip Rivers has come out of retirement to sign with the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. So if he ends up playing, he'll be the third oldest starting quarterback in NFL history at 44 years old.
Wow.
I guess they're still, there's like a 15% chance they can make the playoffs. I mean, I said that's why they're searching. You know, we got a chance. Not like they're already out of it. Like, you know,
the Raiders.
The Raiders. Or the
what do they
Jets.
Call it? On the hunt.
Like, you know, because like, is Garrett Wilson going to come back? It's like, or why would he? You know, it's like, who cares? You know, take the rest of the year off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Philip Rivers.
Wow.
I always liked Philip Rivers. But that also tells you that, you know, having a bunch of kids is completely annoying. Because he's got a ton of kids. And so I saw a meme. It was like, you know, F them kids. Had his helmet back on. F them kids.
Said, he'd rather go get sacked by like big defensive linemen.
You know, like on DraftKings and stuff, you see the person's picture. It's like, here's the headshot with a jersey on. And it had Joe Biden wearing a Colts jersey. Philip Rivers. How old he is. Another news. Eric Trump is now the richest Trump kid. Mm? Yeah, Eric. Wouldn't have guessed that. This will change once Don Jr. opens his hair to oil drilling.
God, Eric Trump, rich and good looking. I mean, I know, he looks like Beavis and or Butthead. I don't know which one's which.
I mean, if
the blonde.
If Ivanka looked like Eric, she'd be in a tower someplace. You'd never see her.
kind of like Tiffany.
Oh my God, Tiffany is female Eric, isn't she? That's why he doesn't like her.
She's a pig.
Oh man. Ew.
I don't get it. How'd he make his money?
I don't know.
Isn't he
the one supposed to be running all the Trump stuff?
His
all
name's
Trump's
signed onto the onto the documents so that Trump could make all the deals but not have his name on.
Or does it look like it's his money because his name's on all the documents? Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay. So it's really his money.
Yeah. Him and Jared Kushner.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad they're benefiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
At least somebody's making money.
Somebody is. Oh, is there any time for a break? Let's say I don't have any money to give away, but I do have Disneyland tickets for you, and that's going to
That's as good as cash.
That's going to be at 7:40. No, you can't. It's not, because you can't give it away. Can I just take the cash equal? No, sorry, we don't do that.
I should say it's better than
it's
cash.
It's not like a game show where it's like, okay, you don't want the car, we can give you cash. No, this is, you get the 4-pack, and those are yours, and I also have Los Bookies tickets to give away later, Avatar 4-pack for a family to go see the movie. Toto tickets in Chicago and Styx tickets to give away. I got the history quiz coming up, so I'm going to play that next. 818-955-2955. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.